Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, issues facing the entrepreneurial community in South Carolina. And here to help us, as always, John Swamp Fox Warner, co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics and the Swamp Fox Facebook page. And he joins us now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina, by phone. John, welcome back.
Hi, Mike.
So did you get that last cookout of the summer in on Labor Day weekend?
It's beautiful, wasn't it? I'm kind of ready for the fall. That's my favorite time of the year. I mean, leaves turn and good hiking weather, and so I'm looking forward to September and October and November.
And, of course, college football.
Well, of course, college football. I mean, all the sports that are important happen on Saturday in the fall, so you're exactly right. So Gamecocks and the Tigers and all the other colleges in the state, it'll hopefully be a good year for everybody.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
There's been an interesting discussion up in the Greenville area that I think has applicability, you know, across the state. You and I talk a lot about entrepreneurial ecosystems in the state. You know, you think about the Harbor Accelerator and the Charleston Digital Corridor, Dig South Conference in the Charleston area, you know, some of the economic development that's occurred in Columbia, incubator space the University of South Carolina has. I mean, Accessible Diagnostics, for example, has a lab in Horizon One. Well, that organization in Greenville is called NEXT. It started 10, 12 years ago, and there was actually a series of predecessors before that. And it's done good work, and that you and I have talked on the program before that the leader of that, John Moore, recently left. And that's created a conversation with the chamber, with entrepreneurs, with others about the ecosystem 3.0 looks like. And one of the more interesting parts of this conversation, I think, is there's a horizontal aspect of building an ecosystem, physical space. And then you think about things like programming, you know, CEO lunches and venture forums. But that's all about inside the ballpark stuff. I mean, connecting people together in a local community. And that's really important, and it's almost a prerequisite to the next thing. I think what's really necessary, if you're going to accelerate, if you're going to start to compare yourself to the most vibrant ecosystems in the world, and I think that's what a lot of people in South Carolina are beginning to think like, you almost have to think vertically. And so if you're sitting in Hyderabad, India, or Tel Aviv, Israel, or Silicon Valley, if you're going to plug into somebody in South Carolina, what are you looking for, Mike?
Well, you're looking for a network of connections to help you fill the needs that you have.
Yeah, so you're looking for some people that are among the best in the world at what they do, right? Because you're looking globally. You got to be a player. You got to be plugged into kind of these global networks. And what I know best is digital health. Because of Accessible Diagnostics, I've been to a lot of different digital health kind of events. And what you eventually find out is these people around the world know each other. Investors in Amsterdam, and there's investors in Tel Aviv, and there's investors in Silicon Valley. And they know each other, and they share information, and they share deals. A lot of the talent knows one another. They collaborate with each other virtually. And sometimes they even move, you know, these different locations. They're looking for the best of the best. And so if you took digital health in the Greenville area, we have one big anchor here that I think we'd love to have plug into this, and that's Prisma Health. How can they help us identify problems that an entrepreneurial community could help solve? And then when we solve a problem for them, then scale that globally across the country, around the world. And if you could somehow, you know, align all this together so you have this horizontal aspect where you've got, you know, the real estate and the programming, but then you also got the vertical aspect where you really have deep talent, you know, in this entire innovation ecosystem, you know, now we start to be a player on a global scale. And it's really a different mindset than I think we've had in South Carolina today. But it's been a pretty exciting conversation to be a part of.
Well, I know that some of our listeners may be thinking we're pretty good in the world in the automotive sector.
Well, that's an excellent observation. And so I ran InnoMobility for 3 years, which was a conference focused on reinventing the automobile. And I think one of the challenges with an industrial sector like that is it just takes a lot of capital. So Elon Musk has built a new automotive company from the ground up, but it took billions of capital to do that. So I think when you're talking about, you know, quick and nimble entrepreneurial communities, I think one of the requirements is they have to be relatively capital efficient. And so it's just harder to do it. It's got to be something where you can do things relatively capital efficiently get up off the ground, get traction, get running, so you can have a number of companies that are successful in whatever segment that you pick.
Well, John, thank you so much for your time today. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Accessible Diagnostics, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page. And remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, or you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.